Internet sleuths pinpointed the site anyway, a remote patch near the Bears Ears National Monument, and tourists arrived to take Instagram photos. 4 days later came in another announcement. Some locals had taken it upon themselves to remove the monolith. A photographer, Ross Bernards, claimed to have witnessed the removal, accomplished under cover of darkness, he said, by a team of four men, and a friend posted blurry Instagram photos that appeared to confirm his story. The mystery of who created the monolith may never be solved. If we accept that it was a guerrilla art intervention, it was clearly successful, seizing public attention in ways a commissioned work never could. Weeks after the structure vanished, Monolith Pisa has not abated, with copycats springing up across the US and around the globe, from Romania to Morocco to Paraguay. Their spread so captivated social media that many wondered whether the world was falling for a viral marketing campaign. But the appeal of the monolith touches deeper depths than the usual dopamine hints of the viral internet. In an age of GPS mapping and Google Earth, we may feel that the planet has been demystified, down to the centimeter, that there is no more unsurveilled terrain. The appearance of a monolith in a hinterland is a satisfying reminder that the world remains very large. It is still possible for an artist or prankster or an artist prankster to slip undetected into the backcountry and leave something weird and alluring behind. Online detectives studying Google Earth figures the pillar was installed around 2016, which would mean that it's possible for a weird, alluring thing to remain hidden for years, a secret shared only with passing bighorn sheep.